Blog Talk Radio.
On the Shelly Noonchuck Show up here in Maine, and originally a Boston girl, and I'm kind of a refugee up here in Maine. Actually, I moved up here for, make a couple of films and such, and I'm here with my furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and hello, welcome, wherever you are. May it be night, may it be day, whatever it may be, where I am, it's Standard Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Wednesday night. So to any of my listeners in China, UK, or out in Hollywood anywhere, welcome. And as always, I get the most interesting guests, and I'm very, very excited for my guest tonight, who I actually would probably be pumped up to have him play a son of mine in a film someday. And I'm just very excited because my guest, I am going to bring him on in a minute. First, just two little announcements. Once again, there is an event happening in Maine. It's the 2013 Greater Portland Walk to End Alzheimer's. Where you go to donate. Go to donate online if you can't make the walk up here in Maine. Go to the web address, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, Z as in Zebra, .org/walk, and you can help, fight to end Alzheimer's. The other foundation that I'm actually also to be kind of part of, I'm very, very happy about this is the Sarah Joy Foundation. And the foundation itself is growing pretty good. It's slowly, but it's getting there. This foundation is for families and with family members that have terminal cancer. It's to help raise money to help them with bills and maybe help them with outings and such. You can check that on Facebook page, and I am associated with that foundation there. So tonight I would like to bring on, and I hope I really say this young man's name right, because of my accent, I slaughter people's names. I don't do it on purpose. I try to be very respectful. And, you know, I was checking out his page. Young man, you can just tell by looking at him. He's just just very adorable. And besides him being, you know, into theater, and I'm going to ask him some more when I saw something about him doing some combat stuff. And you know, I'm an action girl. So when I saw that, I go, oh, this kid, this kid's got a future here. And I'm telling you, he's got the looks where a lot of girls, I think, are going to think, just like fall in love with him. So let me see if he's in the queue. Just give me one moment. And I do apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I actually, we have been having a problem between my sister's show and my show on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what is going on. We have to actually pop two chat rooms up at the same time. So if anybody's trying to connect with people and you don't see each other in there, if you're talking or stuff, I do apologize. There have been some technical difficulties. So, you know, if you're Anthony's friends or relatives in there and you don't see each other, I do apologize. There are some technical difficulties. I'm going to try to walk right to the station about that. But anyway, let me see if this is my guest tonight. Okay, I'm trying to click on to Anthony. Are you there? Anthony?
Miss Shelley, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness. I do apologize. Yeah. We've been having problems, and it's just something I'm hoping everything's going to go smooth tonight. You never know. It's live radio. So welcome. Thank you for being a guest on my show tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
So we get to talk all about you and everything you're doing. And how are you doing? I mean, how is it? You're in Florida, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so, yeah. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, your mother must have raised you right. I like that.
Yeah, she's listening in, so she'd kill me if I didn't say ma'am.
Oh, yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. She's a good woman. I like that. She's teaching you, you know, right things, which, you know, that's really, you know, that's really great about manners and stuff, because when I was looking at your profile, and quite honestly, I'm not, you know, a cheerleader Barbie type, and when I first looked at one of your web series, I'm going, oh, gosh, and I try to people say, be open-minded, because I'm going, but looking into part of the series, it's kind of a cheerleading web series, but I did some research, looking into it even more, and knowing what cheerleaders actually go through. So it's like, wow, they really, really go through a lot, and I have very much respect for them. So it's like, I was like, okay, I'll check this out, and I try to be open-minded, and I was like, it looks like a really good cast. And before we get into that or any films, so you're down in Florida. Have you always been from Florida?
Yes, born and raised.
Born and raised. And so how did you get into acting? Have you always wanted to act or anything else you've ever wanted to do?
I've always wanted to act. Ever since I was young, I started out doing a little modeling. I started out doing commercials when I was in elementary school. I told my mom that I wanted to just do commercials and be like that guy that was smiling on TV. And I don't know, just seemed like something I'd want to do, and I've been doing it ever since.
Okay, so your parents are supportive of it then, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, fully, very supportive.
That's very awesome.
If you can tie to be a number one fan, that's what they do.
Oh, that is very sweet, and that's really awesome when your family has your back. And, you know, I was trying to, what's the correct terms? You perv their Facebook profiles, like your Facebook profile, because I try to learn what I can, you know, from my guests that are on the show. And looking to see, you know, it seems like if I'm correctly, you've done theater. Is that correct?
I have done theater. I started elementary school. Yeah, that's what I first did. My first play, I was Humphrey Headline. It was like a news anchor at my elementary school. It was pretty cute.
Oh, do you have it? Did your mother or anybody ever film you as a younger kid doing any of these plays or anything? Is there a way that people can watch these?
If we can, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I know we have it. I know I've seen it. We have all the kid VCR videos from way back when. If some of the viewers out there know what a VCR is, we have some of those.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm very old school. I'm lucky I know what I'm doing running this radio show. So believe me, I know. I'm kind of a tech tard a little bit. I'm trying to learn as I go. So people give me things to do, and they're like, okay, Shelly, do this. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I learn as
right,
I go.
Right, I'm very the same way.
Really? Oh, cool. See, we got some good vibe going on, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So what you know, I think it would be kind of cool that you get, like, maybe a reel going of stuff you've done as a little kid and into the present, because it'll show the viewers, you know, growing as an actor and stuff that you've done. And do you have any mm-hmm. do you have any favorite plays that you ever did, you know, in school and such?
In middle school, the biggest role I had was Ebenezer Scrooge, and that was in middle school in Christmas Carol. And that was pretty cool. They put some baby powder in my hair and put some, made me a little beard because at that age I couldn't grow it. And it looked pretty raggedy, but that was pretty fun. Favorite play. And I like doing musicals. I transitioned to musicals in college, and my favorite role was Cousin Kevin, because that was a little a darker side that I channeled into, which was pretty interesting, pretty fun to do.
Yeah, the darker side ones, I've talked with people about this, and it's quite amazing because there's, if you don't want to talk about this, it's perfectly fine, because there was one video that I did view you, and it's to do with acting, because I looked over it, and it's scary, but it shows that how strong your acting ability is, because you're a good person. I can tell that you have a good heart, but to let you know, a lot of people out there in Hollywood, the stuntmen and stuff that play the bad guys, they're really good, great guys in real life. It just shows stronger acting ability. And is it okay to talk about that, about a video that
yeah,
I saw?
Yeah, it's fine. I appreciate you saying that, actually. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I do. I says on my show, it's like it's not like something where I have anybody call in and harass my callers, because since, you know, I'm running the show, like at my household, a guest that's in my house, you know, that's how I run my radio show. Anybody that's on there, and any callers, I never let them call in and disrespect my guests. So I try to, you know, be respectful towards you. And if there's things that we don't want to talk about, just say, you know, do you mind if I move on? So anything mm-hmm. you don't want me to talk about, I have no problem with moving on whatsoever, okay?
Sure, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, the one that I seen and I was watching, and I mean, there's other stuff that I saw that you love, but it did scare me. And it was the one, the extremities one. And I was like,
right.
Oh, my God. I swear you could play like a super villain. When I saw that, because, you know, like, I'm a geek and a nerd. I'm a mama cosplayer, like old school. And when I see what you did, I mean, I could see you could bring it as this evil super villain on some comic book thing. And you could bring it. I'm going, you have the talent to do that. And then the other thing that I saw, you have a little bit of stuff that I've trained in a little bit. It was a stunt class, and I was like, mm-hmm. this kid is going to have a little bit more to bring to the table, because, you know, the physical part, not just emotional. And I was like, man, he's gonna go far, because you're going to take
right.
that extra and bring it to the table, because you got the looks, which is, you know, not all the scenes, but you're adorable. You're very down to earth, and you seem like you have a good head on your shoulders. And this is stuff, like I said, I try to study my guests before I bring them on the show. And I was just wondering, because seeing the stuff that you did, how did you get into the series, that cheerleading series, the Liberty? How did you, you know, tell the viewers about that? Because it really looks good.
Yeah, I actually, going into it, you know, I saw the casting director, and it said, hey, looking for a football player. I mean, I had played football throughout high school and middle school, so I was like, this is going to be perfect. You know, like, there's one thing that I'm good at. I love to play football and act, and that's like a double kill, which was right up my alley. So I saw that they were casting for, you know, football player, drama series. So that's really like all I knew about it going in. I went into it and I saw the slides and I read for it, and it was the slide I read for was kind of like a feud going on. We actually didn't get to put it into the show, and it was probably one of my favorite scenes that was going to be in the show, but it didn't make it to the show because of some difficulties with meetings and characters mm-hmm. couldn't make it certain times, but it's okay because it's still a great show. So I read for it, and I was like, this is going to be awesome. I was pumped up, you know, like a fight scene. I just got my certification for fight choreography. I was like, this is going to be great. Mm-hmm. And then once I got cast in the role, they sent me all the episodes, and I read through it. And actually, I knew cheerleaders, and I knew how like hard they worked, and I've been friends with them, but I never actually saw the physicality that went into cheerleading. You know, like how mm-hmm. much they worked. I mean, it's a lot of work. You know, it's a lot of work. And this show had really, reading it and seeing it done, and it really opened my eyes to how much these characters have given, or not characters, how much cheerleaders in general, like, give to doing. You know, people can hate on it, but, I mean, mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. You know what I mean? You give me a football, I'll run down the field, but to do all these things that the cheerleaders do, I mean, props to them.
Yeah, there's a lot of stress, because I guess it was a reality show. I don't know if it was on VH1, and they were, like, I think auditioning for Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. And it was so strenuous, and my mouth just dropped, and I was just like, I ended up having more respect for cheerleaders after seeing that, because it's not something I ever really was ever interested in knowing about. But, you know, I wanted to do research, and I looked into it. I go, looking into Liberty... Now, where I think where it really would belong is on a show. Now, mind you, I don't have a TV. I haven't owned a TV for 4 years since I got up in Maine, but I do my laundry in the laundromat. And there's a station, I guess it's called ABC Family, that, you know, you're at the laundromat, you can't change the station. And I watch these shows, and I'm going, you know, that show, Liberty, looks like it belongs on that station. It looks like the whole cast is like, it belongs on there. And I was like, I wish that would get on there. I don't know if the correct term saying syndicated or whatever on the ABC Family. And that would be, Liberty would be a great show for that station. I really truly
right.
think so.
That's a huge station. I mean, that'd be fantastic if it got, you know, picked up on ABC Family. That's the big time. I mean, that'd be great. I mean, I can see that as well. You know, it's very ABC Family-esque. It has, you know, great family values and deals with
mm-hmm.
Teen drama. I mean, it's very geared toward ABC Family. I think it'd be a great pickup for sure.
Yeah, and it's something where I was just, like, picturing it, and I think we had touch base on Facebook messaging back and forth, and it's just through the whole cast and stuff, and I want to do another show, you know, to bring the whole cast and the director, everybody that's affiliated with that show, and do another show and have them on here. And I would like to have them on there, and I can let you guys know a date if you can get in touch with the whole cast. Anyone that's involved is welcome to call in, and I do have a two-hour show. So hopefully, I mean, I don't know how many
right.
people are acting on the show, but, you know, I'll welcome all them to be on the show, and we can find out about them, or if they, you know, if any of the other cast members would like to be, you know, have a, you know, be a guest on my show, they can just get in touch with me. So, anyway, besides Liberty, what other, have you done any films or anything? What have you done in the past couple of years, Anthony?
Liberty would be the first reoccurring role that I have been cast in. So, you know, growing up, I've done, you know, plays. Well, reoccurring is in, like, not doing the same thing. Like, I've done plays, you know, night after night after night. But this is my first reoccurring role, as if to say, this is my first role that I don't have to say the same line, if you will. So this is Liberty's
yeah.
my first reoccurring role. But I've done commercials. I mean, my first commercial was, I was in third-ish grade. I did a Radio Disney commercial. That's also on I found that actually just last year. I found that on YouTube. And it's kind of hard to find old school videos, you know. So I found that, and that's actually on my YouTube page, the Radio Disney commercial. It happened fast, but it's there. I've done Laughing Cow Cheese. That
what
was pretty
is
fun.
Laughing Cow Cheese? What is that? Is it a cheese? Is it actually a cheese commercial?
It is a cheese commercial. It's a, Laughing Cow is a brand, I guess, like kind of like Kraft, if you will.
Yes. Okay, I know what that is. Uh huh.
Yeah, and my dad actually went with me to the shoot for it, and it was pretty cool because they let me like take I was in like golf clothes and I had like my fake family, and it was pretty funny because I mean I got to keep all the golf attire, which was pretty sweet, and so that was fun. I had my old fake grandparents and I was running with them and walking, running, if you will. Which is pretty funny. I've done that. I've done the last commercial I did, roll back a few months. I was just in a Nissan commercial, Gainesville Nissan commercial, and that was actually the last one. I've done Diesel Brady's commercials. I was in a Getting Fit with McDonald's when they turned out to go with apples instead of, you know, French fries or sides and all that jazz. Oprah actually gave me a bicycle. To do that,
no
to do
way.
That. Yeah, I still have the bike today. It's a pretty sweet mountain bike. You know, are you familiar with Bob Green? He was like her personal trainer, and I actually met him, and he was the principal actor, if you will. We were yeah, getting fit with Ronald McDonald, and it was pretty cool. So I got to meet him, and he gave us a bike, and got to meet Ronald and have a sweet time.
Now, are you using the bike, or are you just letting me
play? I am using
the
bike, actually.
Cool.
Yeah, I have to get fit for this football role. You know, I gotta look like I belong playing all-star linebacker. So, I ride my bike to and back and forth to the gym, work on my fitness.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome, and you know, I do understand that totally. It's not just the acting, the physical part. It's really straining, and look, there's one thing that really caught my eye. Like, I've always been an action chick, and I saw some of the combat, the stunts, the stunt class, and I really loved it in the part where you had the bench. You had your opponent get paired up in the combat class and stuff, and I was
right.
Like, yeah, I know exactly what's going to happen, and you just
right.
fight with the, you know, you just get paired up randomly with people in your stunt class, and you guys are fighting over some sort of bench, and it's really funny because it's all improv, and you even have
exactly.
that too.
Well,
you have improv skills.
I do have improvisational skills. I was in an improv troupe at UCF, University of Central Florida. That's where I'm actually graduating in December. And that scene that you saw is from a play mm-hmm. called Zoo Story, Edward Albee, Zoo Story. And that scene, me and the fellow actor there, that's Bryant Hernandez, great actor, by the way, he and I had to do a scene for our stage combat certification. In order to get certified, we had to do a scene, a fight scene choreographed by our teacher. He helped out, and we had to pass certain criteria. We had a certain amount of kicks, a certain amount of punches, and then the adjudicator looks over it, and he sees if it was, you know, good enough, if we're safe, we're protecting safety, you know, and all that, and then he passes us, and which we did pass, and the video can be seen on my YouTube channel. It's TheAnthony0829. In case anyone wants to look that up, it's TheAnthony0829 on YouTube, and those videos are up there. Just be warned that the extremities video that we spoke about earlier, it's very mature content. There is mature content in there, foul language, and
yeah, I think people understand it as long as you put a warning, because it's something. You do get kind of freaked out because when you're doing it, you don't think about it. But when you watch it afterwards, it's a little bit scary because I did a role and I swore like a truck driver. And I think it scared a lot of people because I like playing strong woman. And when I first saw it in the movie theater, I wanted to be the most annoying character in the world. I wanted to be like a female Joe Pesci. So I dropped the F-bomb.
I love it.
So times. You know, it's scary to think of that because, you know, people, like, I think some women want to come off being the sweet woman, don't want to be hated. I think that's sometimes what some women will do. And says, you know what, I'm going to be the most annoying character and just keep going and just run with it. So I don't even know how I look back on it. I can't tell you how many swears I did, randomly yelling at the guy that's in front of me, that's my partner, we're clerks, we're counting in this film. It's called Inventory. So my character is named after one of my idols, Jackie Chan, but I just wanted to swing around nunchucks and just going off. And I looked at him and I'm going, oh, my God, what are people going to think? But, you know, it scared people. I says, I did my job because, you know, I wanted to scare people. So that was a role, and I don't think people really liked it. But I'm not like that in real life. So that means if you do something you're totally opposite, that means you're a good actor. And you do have that. You did scare me because I'm like, this is Anthony, the kid that I talked with on the phone and I'm writing to, you know, messages is like, you scare me. you really, really scare me. And you could play like, you know, I don't want to put anything into your head, but you could play this crazy psycho. I mean, if you look at, what was it, you know, like Heath Ledger as the Joker or something like Joker. That would, you know, just, yeah. And that's what I'm going to make you do. I told you, I wrote you, I said, because you have this other little ability to do something else. And I loved it when you did the imitation of the Joker. And I told you I was going to make you do it live on the air. So can you do that? Can you do the Joker live on the air? Because I'd love it.
I will do that for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let me tell you a little story about my father. Was a drinker and a fiend. And one night he goes off crazier than usual. Mommy gets Kitchener to defend herself. He doesn't like that. Not one bit. So, me watching, he takes the knife to her. Laughing while he does, he says, why so serious? He comes at me with the knife. Why so serious? He sticks the blade inside my mouth. Let's put a smile on that fish. And
why so serious? That is awesome. That is awesome. I really love it. I was like, I love those characters. Not for nothing. If they're looking for another Joker for the new Batman film, they should cast you. You could pull it off.
That'd be
crazy
amazing.
Joker.
That'd be
amazing. You know, when you do characters, I mean, I don't know, are you into, like, comic books or anything like that? Are you into, like, superhero films or anything?
I do a, like, Zoink Scoob, we gotta get out of here. You know, a little Shaggy. Or, like, Scooby-Doo. You know, I dabble in a little comic book impersonation.
Sweet, what else you got?
And today's secret word is school talk. Little Pee Wee Herman. Thinking off the top of my head. I don't know. I mess around a little bit. If I can hear something, I can hopefully do
it. Cool. You know, I have all these little talents. You know, I mean, do you you also sing? I mean, do you sing? You've done stage. Can you sing too?
I do sing. I actually started singing. Funny story how this whole thing came about. I went into at my old college, I was looking for the drama teacher, you know, to get into some plays. And I'm knocking on the door and he wasn't there. So the music teacher is right next door to him, Greg Roofer. If you're listening, shout out, I miss you, man. He actually inspired me. He's like, hey, can you sing? And I was like, I sing like in a shower and stuff, you know, like I rock out in the car, I rock out with my brother. We do some serious concerts, you know, rocking out. That also can be seen on the YouTube channel. He's a little bigger. He lost like 200 pounds. But he's like, hey, can you sing? And I was like, I don't know. Sure. And he's like, can you come in here? So he takes me into the office and he plays a piano and he's like, see if you can match pitch. And I was like, okay. So he's like, this is great. So he literally played me like two notes, and he's like, great, I love your look. You can carry a tune. I was like, awesome. He's like, so you're going to be in the play. And I was like, huh? You know, so I started taking music lessons with him, and he actually helped me out. I played it was like a musical, a whole bunch of Tony Award winning musicals, and they like combined them into one. So we did a little of that. We did a little, and I was Link Larkin from Hairspray, you know. So that was pretty cool. When they say it's a man's world, it cannot be denied. So I was doing a little of that, you know, and I like playing that role, you know, because it's easy, you know, just like suave character, kind of, you know, winks at the crowd kind of character. And then the next semester, I was cast as Cousin Kevin in the Who's Tommy, which is, I don't know
Oh,
if you're familiar with
wow.
that, a completely different role. And this was actually the first time I had ever played a psychotic actor. And Cousin Kevin, his job is to terrorize his blind, dumb, deaf, and blind cousin, Tommy. And he's a pinball wizard. And so I talk about sticking glass in a cereal and spikes in a seat, and
Oh.
I had to wear eye makeup with big eyes, you know, keep my eyes like I'm a psycho, you know, wide. And that was my first job as in my musical career.
Wow, you're crazy. That's
Yeah, I'm
a
a yeah. Thank you. So that was the
Yeah.
first thing. The whole extremities thing, that was just a whole nother. I was not familiar with extremities when Inga Ice, the female partner in that scene, I was not familiar with it. So she was like, "You have to do this. I only feel comfortable doing it with you." And I was like, "All right, let me read it." And she's like, "It's very intense, but I know how, you know, I know that we can do this together. I feel comfortable, you know, like we were in plays growing up together. So I mean, I feel like the play deals with it deals with rape, you know. So I didn't know how I felt about that. And then all the language, and I was like, I can't say that. And, you know, some of the lines in there are pretty intense. But she was like, you know, you can do the whole sweet, innocent character, the guy that the audience likes. Can you do this? You know, work at it and prove to yourself that you're capable of doing these psychotic roles. And, sure enough, I scared my mom, which was the objective.
Yeah, well, it's something where if you go beyond your comfort zone, you know, it's going beyond
Right.
that. It
Exactly
shows you're
right.
going to grow as an actor. I mean, it's not certain things aren't for everybody, and it's like there's certain things that you would do that someone else wouldn't do, and you know, vice versa. And you have to do what you can do, and it's decision where you don't have to take every single role out there. Because when I started getting into acting, people say you should take anything and everything because you're not some sort of superstar. And I says no, and they're like, well, you're a nobody. And I says, well, I should be able to pick and choose with what I want to do. And I tell people that, and people say to me, well, who are you to tell anybody because you're not, you know, you're not this big actor and stuff. And I says, well, if people are not limiting themselves, but what they want to do. You know what I mean? It's like whatever you want to do. What you want to do might not be what someone else do, but you know, you're good at it. You're really good at it. And I swear, if you ever get more into the action stuff, I'd like to play like your mom. I want you to be my son in a film, because when I saw you at I think it was a shooting range, and you were shooting, I think, a gun, and I was like,
Right, yeah.
yep. I says, yeah, you can be like you can do some action stuff. I was like, yeah, I'm an action mama. You can be my action son.
Right. Actually, my girlfriend asked me what I wanted to do for my birthday, and I was like, you know what? I've never shot a gun before, so I'd be kind of curious to see how that would be. And sure enough, she took me there, and she was, I mean, she's a better shot than I am, but I held my own out there. I did pretty well, you know, for my first time, not too shabby. And I would love to do it. I would love to do a movie with her. That'd be great. Set something up. I'm there.
I'm really hoping, because with my show, hoping to get it, you know, syndicated. I've been doing it for a while, and I've been getting like Hollywood stunt people that I've been connecting with, because this is the stuff, this is my, you know, part of my realm. And I've got people like Stephen Lambert, who's played a ninja in a lot of films. He's worked with Robert De Niro. He's one of my ninja pals out in Hollywood,
That's a, I
and
would
it's
love to be
awesome.
on.
And Yeah, he's doubled a lot for James Woods, and he's done these roles. He's actually chased Chuck Norris and a Dune Bucky on a film. So I was like, Steven, you got to be kind of brave if you're chasing Chuck Norris and a Dune Buggy. And it's like, I've seen all these films and connecting with them. I've Douglas Wong, who actually trained Kevin Sorbo of Hercules and Lucy Lawless for Xena and many other people. And these people have been in Hollywood for a long time. And, you know, connecting with them, they're just normal people. And it's having their respect for them. And it's like, you know, you never can tell because you're still – I mean, you're still young enough, and it's like, here I am, I'm like in my 40s, and it's like me doing this stuff now. Anything is possible, you know, and that's what, you know, you can't let anybody ever tell you that you can't do something to someone that you, like, want to work with. It's not impossible, you know, this is what I'm told, as long as you work for it. And speaking of working for it and inspirations and stuff, is there anybody that inspires you that you've ever wanted to, like, work with?
Oh, man, I would love to. I mean, it sounds funny, but I would love to be in like a Rocky, you know, with Stallone as like as a trainer, or you know, if I could. I mean, I'm not into getting all mangled and embarrassed, you know, so I can do a little Rocky impersonation if you want to ring the bell, you know, if he ever needed like him in a prequel or something, you know.
Yes,
that'd be pretty sweet.
That's what you remind me of. Looking at your younger Rocky, you could do it. And I'm telling you, Sylvester Stallone, he's one of my favorites. Him and Jackie Chan are my favorites. And I don't know if I post so much over Facebook, and I've done the Rocky music, and it's, you know, and you're Italian, right? I don't want to assume it, but
right.
You're
full-blooded
Italian, right?
Italian. Sicilian.
Okay,
Italian.
All right. Yeah, you could be like a prequel or something, you know, learn about boxing. Maybe you should pick that up if you learn about boxing ahead of time, because you can go in there and you'd be like, hey, you know,
right.
You can go in there and you can like, yeah, or, you know,
yeah.
Yes, you've got it. And yeah, I mean, if you go farther, maybe, you know, you can do your own homage toast to, for like with Stallone, where there's so many people making fan films, so who knows, you could end up making your own films, you know, go beyond acting and learn as much as you can and get behind the camera. Because with Sylvester Stallone and with Rocky, you do know that with the history of that film, they thought it was going to be a dud, and they didn't want Stallone to do that film. They said he was too stupid, he couldn't talk, and he's like, oh yeah. And when they were filming in the trailers that they had, the heater broke, and he was running around. You know, he was just doing all that stuff. He really was an underdog when he went to go do this, because he had, when he was born, he had nerve damage when he was born. It was something the doctors in the birth, and he had something like some nerve damage done to his lip or something when he was born. And it's just always stayed with him through his whole life. And he proved to everyone he could do it. So
right.
You never can tell. All you would do, like, you know, you keep networking, and maybe you'll have something. And if you ever want to, like, do more and make your own films or anything like that, you can always get back to me. I can write stuff on my page. Anything you ever want to promote about you, get back to me, and I'll post on my page. Anytime, you're always welcome to be a guest on my show.
That's great. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I like to write some shorts. I mean, that's what I was going to do in this semester, you know, now that Liberty is, you know, out of my hands. It's all in post now and, you know, all that. So until I get another job, I was going to, you know, keep writing with my roommate and maybe work on some shorts. And that's what I was going to do. Hopefully get something going there. Actually, I just found a picture of me as Rocky. I'll send to you.
Oh, you've got to post it on my wall.
I will.
Like, do you have the shorts on or something like that, or is it the boxer
shorts? I actually,
shorts?
For Halloween, when I worked at Outback, it was dress up, you know. So I dressed up like Rocky, because all I needed was a sweatshirt. So
you're going to be hearing me after we get off the air. You're going to be hearing me screaming up here in Maine. You'll be like, what is that earthquake? It's Shelly Nunchuck screaming how excited she is about your picture of you as Rocky. So like this. So, you know, after we get off the air and you hear this big earthquake, you're like, yep, that's coming all the way from Maine.
That was Shelly.
Shelly Nunchuck. Yeah.
Got it.
I'm excited. That's really cool. See, it's like, it's about connections and stuff. And I'm telling you, there was every time I have a guest, I have some sort of connection with someone. And you like Stallone. And I'm like, I grew up, you know, I've seen some of the Rocky stuff in the theaters and, you know, watching that stuff. Love the music. And you definitely could play a younger Rocky. I can just picture that. You're running around Philly. If they, you know, nothing's impossible. Anything's going to happen. Maybe you'll get some backers for a film. And just write stuff about it. I mean, maybe someday you'll even network Stallone. I even found his page. You know how he has a page and stuff? I mean, there's probably millions of people on it now, but I have a knack for finding people's Facebook page, and I know Stallone's page. So I'll even, after the show, I'll grab his page, post
That'd
it on my Facebook page, and then you can like it, and then you can see everything, because he's been filming for Expendables, and he's been working out. He's doing some films now, and
I've tried emailing him and everyone. And I've tried emailing his whole email triangle of people, and no one's gotten back to me.
Well, you know what? You can't give up, because let me tell you a little story, and this is for you to keep in mind. And it's not impossible, because I got up and I moved away from Boston. I took my clothes, came up to Maine, and I stayed with a guy called my big bro and his family. And because people kept saying, no, Jackie Chan's the man who I dream of working with, and he's one of my idols. I've liked him since I was a little girl. People kept saying, Jackie Chan will never talk to you, will never acknowledge you, you know, because he's this big international superstar.
Right.
So one day, like I said, I have a knack for finding people's Facebook pages and stuff. I found the real, you know, Jackie Chan's page and stuff, and I'm like looking at it. I says, this is Jackie's page, and it was only a couple thousand people. So I said to him, I says, you know, Jackie, people told me you would never talk to me or nothing like that. And he wrote on my wall, he says, respect, you're a good person, JC. At that time, people thought me and someone else was Jackie Chan, because he happened to post on my page. And they were saying, you know, you're not Jackie Chan. And people were saying they're going to report me to Facebook saying I'm doing impersonation and I'm plagiarizing Jackie Chan. I go, no, I'm not. I says, it's not me. It's really him. And he's like, why are you people being mean? It's me. So what he did, he turned around and he connected his Facebook page to his websites. And after that, millions of people gone on his Facebook page. And if you're a real Jackie Chan fan, don't you think that you would know that it was really him? So
right. That
was like a second time I got in contact with him. There was a couple of times. So I've been in contact with him. He knows I exist, but he's not going to hand me anything. He wants me to work for it. And just
of
like
course.
I'm saying to you, you know, it's not going to be impossible. You keep working at it, more than likely, you're going to probably at least touch base with Stallone, even if you don't work with them at first, because right now you're starting out and you just got to keep working. And
right. Along
your way, you know what's going to be really great, because you want to work with Stallone. You know what? More than likely, you're going to have people in that circle that's kind of connected with Stallone. Like with me, connecting with people that's kind of in the stunt world. You know, that's your thing. You might meet a whole bunch of people. You might not be working with Stallone right away, but there's going to be really cool people that are in that circle. And that's kind of a breakthrough for yourself. So don't ever let anybody ever tell you you can't ever talk to Stallone. I know you're trying right now, but like I said, I will post his page. I don't know if anything will work for you, but anything, you know, look for his website. If I can find his website, I'll inbox you with that. You know, if there's anything I can find, you know, I'll try to send it to you, see if there's anything else.
For sure.
I can maybe
I'd
help
appreciate
you get
that.
In touch with Stallone, you know, but I mean, it's so hard because millions of people are probably trying to get a hold of him. It's not impossible.
Oh, yeah.
It's improbable.
Right.
So I don't know if people are actually trying to call in, because there has been some technical difficulties, because I do apologize if anybody out there, I don't know if the director, is his name Marcello?
Marcello.
Is that his name? Marcello. If he's trying to call in, yes. I don't know if he's trying to call in or not, because on Sunday I had Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson, which is actually he's the son of Don Dragon Wilson, who Don Wilson
I
is
saw
on,
that on your page.
Yeah, and I had the first 17 minutes, and Jonathan was trying to call in, and I was like, what is going on? So I had to keep popping up the window and resetting it, but I couldn't shut the windows because I had him connecting. I'm going, I don't know what's going on. I think the system, Blog Talk Radio, they're having some technical difficulties. And his uncle, James Wilson, which is Don Wilson's brother, Jonathan saying, my uncle wants to get on the phone. I was like, okay. And he's like, you know, we're trying to call in. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I'm trying to stay calm. And this is live on the air. And I think Don was out there in Hollywood driving his car in Hollywood. I think he was trying to call in. And I'm going, it's like, I'm so sorry. Tell Don, I apologize for some technical difficulties. So
that's
if anybody's
right.
trying to call in the show, I apologize. I don't know if you're direct. I'm trying to watch the queue because I try to answer emails, talk to you. So I'm doing 50 million things while I'm actually talking to you.
You're doing a great
you.
Job.
Well, thank you. And I enjoy thank people you. Like yourself. You know, I want to try to help promote people. I'm not a promoter per se, but also with the show afterwards, since it has a link, you can actually link it anywhere. And, you know, speaking of promoting, is there any stuff that I didn't touch based on any other projects, any other thing, stuff that you want to do in the future you want to talk about?
I mean, really, like, it would be so great if this Liberty, you know, would take off and soar. I mean, I graduated in December from UCF, so if Liberty, you know, does get picked up, which it's such a great show that I feel like it should. If it does get picked up, I hope I don't get killed off in season. No, I'm just kidding. I hope, you know, like, I'm still around in seasons to come. And if something ever happened with Liberty, that would be phenomenal. If not, then I'm just going to chase the dream, you know? I'm just going to go for it somewhere, wherever the road takes me.
Something. Yeah, it's a beginning. And, is there anybody else besides Stallone? Like, where do you see going besides acting? Do you ever think about getting into editing, directing? Is there any other venues you want to venture into?
The goal was to... I wanted to direct and act in my own movie. I mean, whether it's you know, right away, which it won't be, or down the road. But if the acting thing didn't happen, I would love to direct. I've directed some shorts in for some class projects and stuff, and I feel like if directing or if acting didn't work out, I feel like directing would. Cause I have an eye for things and how I like them and how I see them. I have it all drawn up, and it'd be fantastic, you know, just to direct. So to answer your question, I would love to direct, yes.
Yeah, and it's good that you're open to that because from what I've been, you know, people telling me, it's like, you know, when you're on set, and I you know, I'm just an indie. I don't know if you're a SAG or not. I'm non-union, so I try to get more roles because it seems like people can, like in Boston – where I'm originally from, there's a lot of filming going on, a lot of Hollywood films that have been coming to Boston over the past 10 years or so. And it seems like people can get good money to be extras, you know, to work on set all day. But I think it's like, you know, which is not bad, people get money, but I don't know about you, but I want to do something in the film. Do you know what I mean? And it's like I figure I would be limited as a SAG actor when I'm first starting out, and maybe once I start getting the roles, maybe becoming SAG afterwards. I don't know. Are you SAG or are you non-union?
I'm actually not SAG. It's great to be SAG, but one, you have, you know, mm-hmm. you have your fees, and two, it just, I feel like you get more opportunities, at least in Orlando, to, if you're not SAG, you know, you get to try out more thing. I mean, if you were to move out to L.A., yeah, it pays mm-hmm. to be SAG. But, you know, for Orlando, it's, in my opinion, better to not be. So I'm not.
Yeah,
well, I'm not.
So, like, what, I mean, I've only been to Florida a couple of times. I don't know really the acting community down there. And every time you hear of Florida, you think of Disney. Now, do they have, you know, a big acting community besides, like, Disney down there?
Oh yeah, there's so much. I mean, like, yeah, you have your Disney, you have your Disney's always casting for characters and Universal and all that jazz. Which I mean, like, don't knock it. Like, it's a great place. It's great to see, you know. But yeah, there's agencies everywhere, and there's casting networks and commercials. Like, Orlando's huge for like commercial and all that. Theater is big down here as well. But it's not, you know, it's not movie atmosphere. Well, you don't actually see too many movies being made over here.
Yeah, so what would you think, you know, because you said you're finishing, you're graduating from college in December. Is that correct?
Correct.
So what are
pretty
your plans?
I
wish you, you know, the best with that, and congratulations. I'm pretty sure you're going to pass.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're going to graduate. You seem pretty smart and very level-headed on your shoulders.
Thank you very much.
You're
I try.
Welcome. Yeah.
It gets heavy, but I keep
yeah,
it on there.
Well, I mean, you don't seem like, you know, all high and mighty and stuff. And the thing is to show, you know, because, you know, how the media and news and everything they portray, like, in the world in the entertainment business, they like to show all the negativity. And I like to try to show other things where there's people that are very hardworking, but they're not snobbish. They're just very down to earth. You know, and
mm-hmm.
everybody, it seems like everybody comes that I know come from working backgrounds. Like, nothing is handed to anybody. And it seems like with yourself, it seems like you work for everything. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I'm coming to the first set. I don't want anything handed to me. I want it. Yeah, I want to earn
mm-hmm.
it. I want to work for it. I've worked for everything, you know, like, I'm not one to just be handed anything. For sure.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing too, where, you know, it's a blessing that, you know, being so young that you have your head on your shoulders, because I hear stories and it's just like, you know, the ones like the A-listers in Hollywood, and they're very young and they're in their 20s and they get into this, you know, big messes, and I'm like, oh man, I almost feel bad for them, because people are like, oh, they're so horrible and blah blah blah. And I think what it is you're surrounded by very positive people, whether it's your mom, your girlfriend, friends, or anything, any of the relatives, and you know, your school atmosphere. It just seems like it's really sad, and I try not to judge people, because, you know, I'm not perfect. And looking what, you know, like Miley Cyrus and all them out there, but she's only 20, and I'm really trying to think of this. I think she's not surrounded by people that want to help her, because she's making money
right.
and all this stuff, and it's like thinking we all, like, I was in my 20s and stuff, I'm not perfect or anything, but I think it's because people you're surrounded with, you have this great positive energy. And I think in the future too, with how you are right now, you know, things come to you, you're probably going to also be a good role model for, like, younger children.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to be someone who kids are going to look up to. And I swear, with your looks, I think, you know, girls are going to go crazy over you. I think it's just something like this adorable thing, like Stallone, you know, you got that little younger version going on, and they're gonna fall head over heels over you, and you're gonna be like those magazines, and they're gonna be asking for your autograph. And I can really see that though, because you're a gentleman too, and it's like, it's not like, because you must be like, I don't really talk about age, but you know, being the age you are, you've got your head on your shoulders, and you're gonna be going places. I can just see that about you. You have this, looking at your pictures, you have this aura that glows. You have this energy. You can tell. You can tell in your smile, you know, just the way your posture is, and just you have that energy, you know, looking at your profile says, yeah, he's got something. And I'm going to be looking at your profile. I'm not going to hide that. I want to see where this young man's going. So I'll probably be, like, posting from time to time. And if you have anything to do with action films, I'm all up there. I'll be, like, you know, clicking and commenting just the way I am. You know, I'm just like, so if you ever do something really action-packed, I'm just going to be like Homer Simpson going after that donut and be like, oh. Yes.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, and believe me, I was like, I don't say this because someone's in front of me, you know, and it's like, I don't like action stuff just to impress guys. It's stuff I really like doing. I've trained a little bit in martial arts, so, you know, I trained in capoeira for a couple of years, and I trained in a year in Tai Chi, and it's something where, you know, you become a little bit centered, and it seems like you're like ahead of me. You're younger than me, but you have that center. You know, you have like this circle about you, and I'm going, that's really great. At a young age, you've got a long, awesome career ahead of you, and I can see that.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. And, you know, if you're a director, I don't know, like I said, I don't know if he's trying to call in. I apologize. Because did you mention to have him call in around 10 o'clock? Or?
I did. I said 10 o'clock to call in. I was checking to see if he was online. I don't see him. But I'm sure he'll call in at 10. You have his
okay.
number, right?
I just want to Yeah, he well, it's like it's not allowing me to call out, so I apologize for that. And if you know, if anybody wants to call in now, the call-in number here, I'm going to try to take some calls. If anybody would like to call in, it's 347-989-1473. Once again, the call-in number is 347-989-1473. If someone wants to call in, feel free. I'll try to take some calls. And so, like, Anthony, so what do you do? I know you go to school and stuff. So, like, what classes do you actually take, if you don't mind me asking about your college?
Sure. I'm actually all done with my theater. I'm just taking some classes. I'm a film minor, so I'm taking the art of cinema, cinema survey, cultural diversity class. And actually, I had written about the Miley Cyrus situation. It was about how people, just for attention, like do like stupid things. So I talked about how, in Miley's mind, maybe she's just, maybe after the whole Hannah Montana thing went down and like she kind of fell off, maybe she, you know, because negative publicity is still publicity. That's what I spoke about, you know. So, I mean, it now her thing had 9 million views. She just had like a semi-nude slash nude music video and has like over 9 million hits. So, I mean, I'm just saying, negative publicity is still getting her to be the number one searched video in like a day. So she's doing, I mean, she might not be doing stuff right in certain adults' minds. Maybe she's doing something right in hers. Because, I mean, that's
yeah,
pretty...
Yeah, I think it's the money, too. I think she's bringing in money.
Oh, for sure.
And it's like, you know, because when I was, the thing that I noticed after she did the video, I seen her walking, and she had the hood over her head. And she was walking from place, but she was covered up, and I'm going, there's something not right. And I was just like, I just feel like maybe she's not happy. And I just don't think, I mean, maybe she's on stage because it's the attention, but I was like, why would you cover up like that? Because I don't know if you know, I mean, Madonna back in the day, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, what Madonna did in her 20s, it's what she's doing now, but Madonna was all out there, and she was always, you know, opened up and stuff like that, but Miley covered up, and I'm going, there's something that doesn't fit right. I was like, I don't think she's happy. I really honestly don't think she's happy with the
I'm
way her
sure.
life is going. You know, I mean, I can't tell her, and I'm not there to judge, but I was like, she's only 20, so it's, maybe it's just a phase, and she might get in, you know, turn a different way. You know, it's just an autistic stuff, and I tend to think it's like when people grow up, we forget, you know, when we get to, you know, past 40 or something, we tend to forget, like, we were young once, you know, sometimes some of us are stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid things. And I was like, so I was like, I can't condemn her, you know, for what she's doing. A lot of people like, oh, she's so horrid and all this stuff. But here's an example. And everybody was like, will say, oh, gosh, Shelly, why are you bringing this person up? Now, I'm not a big, you know, what's his name, Justin Bieber fan. I mean, there's one song I like. It's from the Karate Kid remake with Jackie Chan, the Jackie Chan film. Mm-hmm. So it's called Never Say Never. And then I was like, okay, I wanted to led me to look on Justin Bieber's page. And it looks like he's starting to do charity work and going to school and connecting with the kids. And I'm going, well, he can't be that bad. I mean, I'm not liking it. I mean, I'm not a big Justin Bieber fan, but he's actually was going to some schools and the kids look up to him. And he was bringing, like, food, like lunch bags to the schools where the kids were hungry and stuff. And I was like, oh, and I don't know if he's donating money. And I'm like, wow, imagine if a lot of more teen actors that are that big that do stuff like that. So they're doing some good in the world. So I got to give a little props where props are due about stuff like that. And, you know, I think once you become bigger voiced, do you think, Anthony, like, would you be interested in doing charity work and such?
I would for sure be into doing charity work. And not like saying that, you know, to be praised by viewers. Like, like I have... One of my best friends is handicapped, and just last weekend we went out for his birthday. We went to the Hard Rock. I mean, like I'm not one to. I mean, not that he needs charity at all. Like he's a smart kid. You know, he's extremely smart. He's in video productions, and we were in class together. And I mean, like we treat him like he. I mean, he is normal. It's not. I mean, he's just in a wheelchair. He's physically handicapped, and And that's like the last thing that's ever on my mind when I'm around them. But the whole time, you just want to, you want to reach out, you want to help, you know, whoever you can. And that's the, I feel like if everyone could just help out just a little, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, just how I feel.
Yeah, no,
people
I
people are like,
totally
wow, you're friends with him, that's so great. And I'm like, he's a normal guy, you know? Like, just don't look at his handicap. Look at who he is as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly. Yeah. That's how I feel and stuff, and looking people as human beings, because I'm thinking, the other thing, too, is bringing guests on my show and getting even bigger names to get syndicated. The one reason, I mean, besides, you know, one of my dreams is, you know, to get paid good money for my show, because then I could do films. The other thing is, the bigger voice I get, the more I can give, promote more charities and such and foundations. Because it seems like, you know, when you're a Hollywood A-lister, it seems like when you do charity work, you get more people listening to you. And you can make a big difference and stuff. And being part of foundations, I think I could see you doing that too. I think once you really get to do things, you're probably going to get more involved in that. I can definitely see you do that.
That'd be great. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, I do apologize. I don't know if your director is trying to call
Marcelo
in. Marcelo
is talking. There. He hears you. He's there.
Okay.
He just messaged
he's
me.
He's in there. Okay, he's trying to get in. I don't know. Okay, let me try to open up another window once again. Okay. I'm going to try to do this, like, as I apologize. We've had problems since Sunday, and I'm trying to get onto this, see if I can open up another window, because I don't want to shut any windows, because it might disconnect you from here. So let me see and try to open up another window for the studio and see if that'll help. Okay, I think this did help, and I think this is his number. Okay, give me one moment. Let's see, is our new caller on the air yet?
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Ah, yes. Hi.
I've been hearing you guys talk for about Justin Bieber and charity and...
Yes, it's like, I do apologize. We've been having some technical difficulties with the show, and I think it's to do with the Blog Talk Radio, the whole system, because I went to call my sister's radio show last night. I was a guest last night on the show, and she got kicked out of her own state, her own studio, and I had to take over live on the air. So I was like, oh, my gosh, and I was, like, so nervous, and even some people in Hollywood that I was talking to, they couldn't call in, and I'm, like, on Sunday, and I'm going, oh, Lord. I'm, like, having a nervous breakdown. I was like... It was like, I'm trying to apologize to people. We're trying to get the, you know, the bugs out. So thank you for waiting patiently. Thank you for coming on as a guest on the show.
Oh, no, not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Marcelo, meet Shelly.
Shelly, well, nice to meet you and talk radio.
Yes, I've been doing the show for over a year, and I've had people from China listen to my show, from the United Kingdom, England, India, many different places, people, because I didn't think I'd be doing the show this long. And I says, you know what, besides wanting to connect with stunt people, I says, I'm going to look for other things and other people and help to give promotion. I got to give you a little bit of props, because honestly, when I was looking at it, I don't know if you've heard any of the beginning of the show. Now, the thing with some people are going to think, okay, a cheerleading series, okay, sitting there going, oh, my God, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to – because people ask me these things. You know, are you able to hear me?
Oh, you kind of broke up a little bit, but I think I got you back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I was like, people say, okay, Shelly, you know, you should be open-minded because you might find something that's really wonderful. So I says, okay. And what I did is I went back and I researched cheerleading. Okay, and looking to see, you know, like on VH1, something where I think it had to do about Dallas cheerleading and the competition, I'm going, wow, this is really, really tough. And I was like, wow, and it changed my perspective on cheerleading and those films and everything. And I go, I bet you, like, from reading about, your show, Liberty. I think it said something about, if I read this in the About on the page on Facebook of Liberty Easy Show, something about, it was, is it written by cheerleaders? Is that correct?
Yeah, well,
did I read that right?
Yeah, I mean, I was actually a high school cheerleader and a college cheerleader. That's pretty much where I got all my ideas from. Like, I've been kind of a cheerleader for the past 10, 15 years. I coached cheerleading. I was a cheerleader. And I worked in cheerleading competitions. I pretty much have done everything in the cheerleading world that you can possibly think of. So I've been around that cheerleading world for a very long time, actually.
Wow. So you have background in this, and this gives you some knowledgeable information to be able to actually write this series. Am I correct?
Yes, very much so. Yes. I mean, pretty much the series is based on my experiences and my co-producer's experience with cheerleading through all our high school and college years.
Okay. Was there a lot of cat fighting going on? Because you know how they show the stuff in...
Well, with everything with cheerleading is, you know, there are, you know, obviously, like, you know, the mean girls and all that stuff. But, you know, pretty much with the show is what I wanted to do was kind of, I've done every single sport. Not only have I done cheerleading, I played hockey, I played baseball, I played volleyball, I played soccer. And cheerleading has been the hardest thing I've ever done, like, bar none. And so I kind of wanted to show cheerleading as an athletic activity and show people how hard it actually is, instead of the perception of, well, this is the girls, you know, kind of yelling at each other or whatever. I wanted to show that the cheerleaders are actually athletes and how cheerleading helped me grow as a person and everything positive about the cheerleading world.
It does, the show itself, right? I was saying to Anthony, I mean, you know, in the beginning of the show, you know, mind you, I'm repeating to myself once again. I do that constantly. I'm up here in Maine, and I don't. I'm originally from Boston, but I don't own a TV. So I do my laundry at the laundromat, and there's a TV in there, and I can't change the station. And I guess there's something on called ABC Family, and I've seen shows on there, and I go and looking at Liberty, and I'm like, I'm going, This show, this series, looks like it's something that would fit on ABC Family. I says, that would be perfect for, and I would love it to see that get on that station. Is that something you'd ever think about going to ABC Family?
Actually, yes. We're setting proposals. We're getting everything together. That is one venue that we're trying to reach, correct. That is something that we're trying to have because I work at a production company, and we have kind of networks in different places. So ABC Family is one place that we are going to reach to, and we have other networks as well that we're going to try to reach to.
That's awesome. And how did you, for the TV series, you know, how did you get to write the characters? Because I looked on the site on Facebook, and I saw many different characters and stuff, which I also, you know, I also want to have another second show with the whole cast, the whole entire cast. They'll come into the show, and it's like, it'll be a little party going on, so I have a two-hour show. I hope I can get everybody in at once. I don't know how many people I can take at once, but, you know, I want to try to get, you know, even interview them, and even if they want to come back as separate guests, but I would like to get the whole cast and you, Anthony, everybody back on the show to talk about the show. And how did you get the ideas for each character? Are you allowed to talk anything at all about the show, or can we not say anything? Can you tell us a little bit about the show and the characters at all?
No, we can talk about it. I mean, you know, we can talk, you know, generally, I can talk about it, so, which is not a problem. I mean, pretty much the characters, the two, you know, we have Kelly Turner, which is the girl main, and then we have Jason Walker, who is the guy. And so they're pretty much, they are based on people that I sort of know, you know, obviously a little bit more dramatized. Actually, the girl is based on sort of my wife, which is kind of funny. And then Jason is actually based on a good friend of mine that I cheered with in college. And I kind of used their kind of characteristics and, you know, extended some and, you know, lessened others and stuff like that just to create those main characters. And everybody else, as Anthony, he's actually also another friend of mine that I kind of based him out of. And so everybody is kind of bits and pieces of people that I know that me and my co-producer, Corey, have kind of pulled from our high school days and our college days. And so,
nice.
Yeah, so everybody, you know, and there's bits and pieces of everybody's, but especially with, you know, Kelly and Jason, they're pretty much Kelly is Kathy, or my wife. You know, but actually Kathy's blonde and Kelly's a brunette in the show. And Jason is a good friend of mine. And so it was just so funny how, you know, and I kind of put them together in the story and I kind of based kind of the story around those two main characters.
It actually said Tyson was supposed to be blonde, right?
Yeah, actually, Tyson was supposed to be blonde, correct. But then, like, this, you know, different things like that. It's just, it's kind of funny how, you know, I pull people, you know, I pull these characters from different people, and they're kind of like nothing what the people actually look like. But, you know, but it's actually, everybody made it work so great, and everybody's, like, been so fantastic, so.
Yeah, it does look awesome from the page and stuff. I was trying to, like, you know, check out the characters and stuff, and I was like, it just, it looks like a wonderful cast. And it was like, did you ever have, like, when you were filming, did you have any tough days where you're like, ah, it doesn't seem like, you know, this is getting done? I mean, do you have any, you know, real tough days with doing it? Did you have any, did you guys do any cheerleading, any stunts or anything with cheerleading at all in the shootings?
Yes, we did. We actually had, I mean, Anthony will remember this day because we did some football stuff as well. And that was, he got to hit Jason a couple of times over and over again. So that was fun, hot, that was a hot day for sure. yeah, I mean,
that was actually my first day on set.
That's right, it was your first day
really?
On set.
That was my, that whole situation was something else. That whole, my first day on set, I mean, that was pretty much, you were pretty much almost done with filming. I kind of met the whole cast like towards the latter half of the filming, right?
Yeah, because the funny thing is we kind of split the filming in two. We did the first technically the first half of our shoot with Kelly, and then we did the second half of the shoot with Jason. So and then Anthony came up in the second half because he's part of the Jason's kind of story arc. So we actually, it was funny because a lot of people didn't really meet each other until later on because mm-hmm. we kind of shot everything separately because of due to scheduling and all that stuff. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, Anthony's first day, he got to hit a couple people and we're, like, shooting all day outside at the football field. And then
so
we did
when you,
it. That was fun.
When you say hit, is it kind of like, you know, getting into a fight, or is it actually football, you know, like, are they playing football now?
Pads. This was full pads, and they were like, hey, J-Ben, you're going to run here, and Anthony, smack him and make his helmet fall off. And so, like, this is, like, serious, like, this is, like, I hit him, his helmet fell off, dish contact. I mean, not enough to, like, break any bones, but I'm pretty excited
know.
To see what it actually looks like.
Yeah,
I mean, I actually hit him, and his helmet falls off, which is pretty cool to know.
Yeah, well, I'm
like,
an action
chick,
you know,
like
so that's why.
I was pretty excited
like
about it.
Stuff, you know, you
yeah,
got
I mean,
my attention.
I mean, they were all excited. I was like, look, guys, you don't have to, like, knock each other, you know. But they're like, oh, we want to hit each other. I was like, all right, well, you guys knock yourselves out, I guess, but please be safe. You know?
Right, I was scared, you know, because, and J-Ben's like, listen, dude, just hit me. I was like, all right. So I like, you know, it wasn't like intense, you know, battling, kill them. But it was like, I mean, they're hits, you know.
Yeah, everybody got really into it, to say the least. So yeah, but everybody's been it was a good sport, and I was like, make sure everyone's safe. I want to make sure no one gets hurt. But you know, safety was always important with everybody.
Yeah.
And then we also had we also shot stuff with the cheerleaders with the girls. We did some cheerleading stunts, and so, I mean, yeah, we definitely had some long days, for sure, but everybody was such a good sport, and everybody, you know, worked really hard, and so I was very excited to have all the great cast that we had, so.
Right, I'm excited because I had come on in the second half, you know, to film everything, I'm seeing all these pictures of the cast, and, I'm like, wow, you know, that's who's playing. I mean, I read the script, so I know, like, the names on paper, but it's nice to see a face. I was actually, when they did the wrap party, I had Duran had set up the wrap party. He was like, hey, you're going to be in town here, and I was actually on a cruise with my best friend Dylan, and I had missed the wrap party, so I'd still yet to meet still yet to meet these faces. So when these posters are being posted on Liberty Show webpage, I'm like, oh, wow, so that's who's playing this character, and that's cool, and, you know.
But it is funny because when we got when we took all the, you know, the promos pics as we did, you know, with Anthony, it was kind of funny because the photographer kept meeting all these people, and they're like, who's the father of this guy? Or all this stuff because, you know, not everybody has met each other because of different story arcs, but which is so funny because, you know, like you said, when people met each other, it's like, oh, you're my dad, or, you know, you're my cousin, or whatever, which is kind of funny to see, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it is. It's like I know sometimes you don't even get to really rehearse with people, and sometimes you meet them on the day of filming. And that's it's sometimes hard, but sometimes it just works out really well.
Oh, no, I think, like, everybody had such a great chemistry, you know, which is actually, like, you know, for me, you know, as a director and stuff, it's so wonderful to see, especially when, like, editing and all that stuff, I could see just how all the cast and everything, they just bounce off each other, which is so great because it feels so natural, you know, and that's kind of what the biggest thing I wanted is just to make it feel natural and not forced, and everybody worked so great with each other. It was kind of mind-boggling, actually, because I was just like, yeah, it would be so great if this happened, and everything just happened naturally, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, Jay-Ben, he was my best friend, you know, he's the best friend of Tyson in the show. And it works so well because I had never met him. And, like, my first scene, you know, I'm actually beating him up in the football field. But we had a, you know, our locker room scene. We're all, like, talking like boys, you know, in the locker room. And it felt really natural. And Marcel and Duran had said that, you know, like, we wanted to be natural. You know, we don't want you to force anything. And I was just like, and Marcel just let us do our thing, you know, and that was great. So, it was a great. I mean, it felt really good, you know, filming.
So is it all done filming then? Is it like is it a first season that you guys had done? Is it all filming? Is it all done?
Yeah. Well, what we shot was the whole season one. So so right now we're in post for, you know, getting all the episodes done. So right now we're in post. So I mean, we're trucking along slowly but surely, but, you know, we're getting stuff done. So, like, all the promo pics, you know, you're going to start seeing more behind-the-scenes stuff soon. So, yeah, just everything on Facebook, just keep looking at it. Show Liberty, and we're going to keep posting stuff.
Yeah, do you have any I don't know if you'd have any music videos. You know, sometimes they make some music videos for TV shows, stuff. Do you have anything like that in the works for it to help promote it? Do you have any promotional videos or anything for it yet?
We do have some promotional videos for it. We're actually we're finishing it up, actually. It should be, one of them should be up in probably, you know, a couple of weeks or so, actually, probably earlier than that. But we are getting some indie bands and stuff like that for part of the show to put the music in the show. And so right now we don't have any things for, like, music video-ish. But actually, that's a great idea, and that's something that I'll probably bring up to some of the indie bands that are giving us permission to use their music for the show.
Cool, because I'd love to see that. I mean, anytime you have anything for this, and you can get in contact with me, if you have a personal Facebook page or anything, you can, you know, get in touch with me, and I can help promote it and stuff. And if you don't mind, sometimes I talk about Jackie Chan and martial arts and many different things. That's my own world, but besides that,
good. I heard you talk about capoeira. I used to do that. I'm actually Brazilian. My parents are Brazilian. So.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Banana na way. Really? Seriously?
Yep, which is kind of funny because a Brazilian cheerleader, I never would have guessed ever in my life that I would have been a cheerleader.
Oh, my God. Now I'm really going to like you.
So, yes, I am.
You see what I started?
Nice.
Yeah. No, seriously. I trained. It was like one of those things. It was like I actually stepped into a dojo, and that's how I got into acting, believe it or not. It was a bad time in my life, and I was like, well, you know, at the time I was in my 30s, and I was like, I'm going to go do it. And I walked into a studio, and there I was like, I didn't know I wanted to do Jeet Kune Do, learn about that. But I couldn't find a studio back in Boston, really. So I said, all right, I'll drive by the studio and I was afraid to go in at first. And then when I went to go in, the first student is very tall, and his name was Malouk. which I guess means kind of crazy. So he's saying, what do you want to learn about? You know, I'd like to learn about it. So I just went in there for a couple of years. I was training for it. We went to like New York and Astoria, New York, and I went to my first bachizado, and they go, hey, Shelly, they're going to kick you in the head. I'm like, what? And I'm going, what? So then when they went in the Rona, and I'm going, oh, my God, they're going to kick me in the head. And they're all laughing at me, and I'm going, oh, Rod. So, you know, like learning, but it's something where I got really kind of nuts. I go, hey, guys, can you, like, throw me around in the dojo? And they're like, what? So they would, like, do this thing where, I don't know if you did it, but someone would bend over, and then they would take you and bend you over the back like a table and just flip you over their over them. And it was to stretch your body, how to stretch it out. And I was like, guys, throw me. So people were like, you're crazy. And I'm like, yeah, just throw me. And I used to love that. And they go, oh, come on, guys, do flips. And we used to do performing shows and going. And my name, my baptism, and I went to one bachizado, and I'm a white and gold cord. And it's something where my name was Poldo Eros. That was the name given to me. So I'm like, go to find out. I says, white rice. I go, listen. I says to my, and this is my instructor going, why am I called white rice? I says, I know I'm white, but it doesn't make any sense to me. And people like laugh and they go, you'll get it. And someone says, what it really meant is because white rice is really a powder. You know, like it's some powder like white. But it also means humble clown, because as much as crazy as I am, I'm very humble in the dojo and very respectful. And I go, oh, so Pojo Arrows means humble clown. And that's how I got my capoeira name and my martial arts nickname, meaning Pojo Arrows. And I'm like, that is kind of cool, because I didn't want it at first, but it just fit me. And I'm going, and I just loved capoeira, and I'd love to see it. Hey, you know, more in films.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, it's funny because, like, I never actually got into, like, I maybe did it, like, once or twice. You know, I'm a terrible Brazilian, but actually, I did learn all the tumbling stuff in gymnastics, actually, because I took gymnastics when I was younger. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's so, I love seeing the whole capoeira stuff because it's so interesting. And, you know, I wish I got to do it more. And just because, you know, it's all something so Brazilian, and which is, you know, never got a really chance to do it.
Yeah, well, you can't say never got a chance to do it, because one thing I was told, never say never.
That's true.
Seriously, I never thought I'd be doing this, and I was talking about that to Anthony earlier, because I know he wants to work with Stallone, and, you know, he's trying to get a hold of him, and it's like, it's not impossible, and even if you do get a hold of him at first, you know, might not be able to work with them at first, but you don't know if you keep networking, because, like I mentioned earlier in the beginning of the show, you know, people said I couldn't get a hold of Jackie Chan, and I got a hold of him, and I may not be working with him now, but he knows who I am, and he's like, just keep working. And I always say, you know, never say never. So you never could tell, you might end up being in a capoeira film. So
maybe,
you just
maybe.
Don't know.
I'll teach Anthony some Brazilian terms so he can go over there and, you know, talk all Portuguese and stuff like that to them.
I mean,
Yeah, it's taught in Portuguese, too. So it's like, you know, I was always respectful, but after training in capoeira in the dojo, it's taught in Portuguese. And, you know, I'm in the back, you know, trying to follow the moves, and it's in Portuguese. And it's like, I'm going one way, and the class is going the other way. And I'm trying to do the jinger, like going back and forth and doing the opposite of what everybody else is doing. And then it's like, to get my attention, they go, Poja, Poja. I'm like, what? Because I didn't know what anybody was saying, so nothing was really taught in English. And that made me respect, you know, other cultures even more, because the shoe was on the other foot. Because when people say, you know, you gotta like, speak English in this country and stuff, and I do. I love my country. But it's, you know, when you get into do something like that, you get, oh, you know, the shoe's on the other foot, and have maybe be more respectful of other cultures since then, like, even more so. So it's very hard. Capoeira, like, you know, people would put it down, but the best disguise is disguising it as a dance. Because, you know, it started in Africa and transcended into Brazil, and it was about, you know, slaves that had their hands chained together, and they disguised it as a dance performing, like, around bonfires, and basically, you know, that's how it all started. But, you know, so anyway, your name is Marcello?
Marcello.
Marcello. Okay. And I do apologize because with my Boston accent, I kind of actually butcher people's names, and I do apologize. I try the best I can to, you know, pronounce people's names. So, you know.
Everybody calls me Mauricio. I don't know. People call me all over the place, so it doesn't matter. So it's all good.
Okay. Okay. You know, I try my best here. And, like, what else, you know, like, where do you see, I mean, can you try, I mean, are you allowed to talk about any other places where you might want to submit Liberty, the show?
Well, I mean, we're trying to reach, you know, networks and stuff like that. You know, we have a list of sort of how we want to do, you know, like, you know, the network first, and then we have a plan. Sort of all the places we want to reach. And so, you know, obviously we're going to try to reach the networks first. And then, you know, also like maybe Hulu, Netflix. It just depends, you know, where sort of stuff goes and which direction everything leads to, you know. So, I mean, but we are definitely getting everything together. We're, you know, contacting our networks and all the people that, you know, we know so that, you know, we can definitely put this out to the world because that's what we want to do ultimately, so.
Oh, good. I'm praying that it does do something because you guys caught my eye. Like I said, I never thought I'd be sitting here talking about something to do with cheerleading and, you know, learning, coming. I'm learning as I go. And it's like I said, as I'm getting older, I'm just like, you know, I try to work on myself and try not to judge things. People like, Shelly, be more open-minded. I'm like, man, cheerleaders, blah, 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 this and that. And it's like I'm going, you know, becoming more education, you know, learning about cheerleading. It's really hard. And I give any cheerleader, you know, props for that and seeing what they go through. And, you know, they get hurt. And it's almost like if you really think about it, they are stunt people in a way. And I'm going, I respect it more now just because of your series. I'm not kidding. I did the research and look at it. So I have more respect for cheerleaders now.
I mean, that's, you know, that's sort of the goal because I kind of wanted to show people, like, you know, like I remember, you know, we in college, for example, we have a weightlifting coach. We used to train 5 days a week because I used to go to the University of Central Florida. And we used to train 5 days a week. We used to practice for 3 hours. We used to have mandatory workouts. It was tough. It's not, and it was like the toughest thing that I was ever done. And in high school, we used to practice every day. We used to go in practice, you know, we used to go to the gym, and so to us, you know, I know the perception of cheerleading is a little bit different, you know, but I wanted to show cheerleading what it was, how hard it is on people and how tough it is, you know, and how athletic it is, you know, because we are throwing people up in the air, you know, and all that stuff, and I mean, it's tough stuff, you know, and I wanted to, like, you know, teach people that it's not just the basic, you know, people with pom-poms. I wanted to show how athletic these athletes are and, you know, how hard they work and how hard I worked because this is also, you know, sort of what, you know, kind of my story of what I was in high school and college. So I wanted to show people how hard, not only how I worked, but also all my, you know, competitors and also my, you know, my friends and everybody, my teammates as well.
Mm-hmm. And it really is hard work. So you guys got my respect. You really do. And for that, you know, I never wanted to be, like, my thing is, like, you know, I never wanted to be Barbie growing up. I always wanted to be a ninja. So I've always been an action chick, and I was like, wow, they really, and the way I was thinking is cheerleaders really are kind of like stunt people a little bit. So I give them a little bit of
pop. Yeah, I mean, some of them are ninjas, too, right?
Yeah, because they take suits around me. Yes,
yeah,
and
so.
I was like, the flips and everything, I was like, wow, and they don't get dizzy, and they're just going and going. That was like Energizer Bunnies, and I'm like, man, if I was like half of those girls, oh, man, I'm still want to do a learner flip. I'm not kidding. I want to do, you don't even understand. I've always wanted to do a flip, and I says, you know, next month I'm turning 43, and I'm sitting here going, someday I'm going to learn how to do a flip, because really, seriously,
well,
and film stuff, I want to be a ninja. I want to flip off walls and people.
Well, if you're ever in Orlando, I can teach you how to do a flip because I used to be a gymnast instructor. So,
sweet, that would be awesome. Because no for nothing, I around where I live up here, and I went to a gymnasium place, you know, for gymnastics. And I said, you know, could I come on a free night or something? And they told me, and people said that there shouldn't be any age discrimination. They says, well, because of my age, I wasn't really allowed to use the gymnasium. And I'm like, but if I'm paying to use it, because they have, you know, they says, Shelly, be careful, because if you want to learn to do a flip, go to a safe place, because they had the sponge pits and stuff like that. And I'm like, what is my age got to do with, if I'm paying to use the space, what has my age got to do with it? If I sign waivers where, you know, I'm not going to sue it if I get hurt. And I didn't understand that. And people said, you know, and that kind of, like, I'm like, how the heck would I ever learn how to do a flip? And it sounds crazy, because people are like, 43 years old, want to learn how to do a flip? Time to grow up. But I'm like, you know what? It's something I've always wanted to do. Maybe someday I will be able to do it. That's my goal, is to learn how to do a flip.
Well, you go and grab it. You definitely don't let anyone tell you otherwise. My goal is to do a back tuck once a year for the rest of my life. So that's my goal. You know, when I'm
like, that's such a positive,
or whatever, do a backflip.
That's such a positive theme of liberty, actually, is you know, not letting anyone tell you, like, don't let anyone stop you from doing what you want to do.
Yeah, and
that's also what drew me to this show, was the fact that, like, you know, in the show, so many people are trying to tell you what to do, and you're your own person, and I'm all for that. You know, I'm all for living your dream. Don't let anyone stop you.
Yeah, for sure. Because,
I think,
you know,
that's why I like it.
Yeah, because, you know, the whole thing is when, you know, perfect example is when I did Truly in Person, you know, everybody's like, what? They're all, like, very, like, confused and never heard of it. And that's something I really wanted to do. And so, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't know what cheerleading is. And sometimes you just got to, you know, say, you know what, this is exactly what I want to do, and nobody can tell me otherwise, you know. And it's actually everything that I've gone through cheerleading has made me the person I am today. And so without it, I mean, you know, and so to me, that's exactly like Anthony said, that's the whole point of liberty. It's like, I wanted to show something that, you know, nobody, you know, you do what you want to do, and don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Yeah, I think that's why I like you guys, because this is the stuff that I talk about on my show all the time. And since you're a little bit more kind of, I think you're maybe a little bit more business, and I'm trying to learn things as I go. I mean, acting, stunts and stuff now, because you're in the indie world, and, you know, I'm someone myself, and I tried indie go-go campaigns, but, you know, to give, you know, for my film that I'm doing, which I'm trying, and my film budget, where I have a director and a lead actor who was a stunt person, went to stunt school, and my budget is $500. But, see, me, myself, I work paycheck to paycheck. I pay my own bills. It's not like I get money or I don't have a guy that supports me or anything like that. But trying to get something, because if you do a Indiegogo or something like that, you need something to give back if someone's going to donate money. Because for my film, I'm trying to get, all I need is like $350 more. And people don't understand, like, well, that's it. I says, well, no, because I'm supporting myself. You know, I'm just getting by, and I'm praying syndication for my radio show, because that's like a very big deal. But in the meantime, you know, for films, I'm doing a film called Falcare. I'm playing a leading superhero. I'm actually playing a superhero. We took horseback riding lessons. I'm playing a Valkyrie, doing fight scenes. And it's just wondering, I mean, how can you get money, you know, in it where the thing that I came across, someone coming to for my dishwasher offering me money, but they wanted me to kind of like whitewash my films and change the characters. And it's like, that's not what I want to do. And they wanted it to change. I said, I wanted to be short and sweet. And I wrote my script 6 years ago. And it's just, it's dedicated to Jackie Chan. And it's kind of like, you know, I just want it not to be that complicated. And it seems like to get $350, it seems like it's almost like $1 million to me. So how can you get someone to donate money where it's only $350? How do you, I mean, I'm a great talker, I help promote, but it seems when it comes to money, I can't get the money. I mean, how, do you have any tips for me or give me any advice on that?
Well, that money is hard. That is like the toughest thing probably with anything. With our budget, pretty much what we did was I have a production company, and then so we raised the funds that way. Like we did work and, you know what I mean, and so things that we did with a production company. So majority of our budget came from work that we did through the production company that we have. And then we did do an Indiegogo campaign. We raised about $5,000 I think it was $5,000. Yeah, $5,000.
Wow.
For extra stuff. The truth is, it's a hard question because I see people in Indiegogo sometimes raising $150,000 or $3 million or whatever it is, and it's hard. Anything with money is hard to do, and like, I don't know the best way to do it. You know what I mean? I think the best way to do it, I think, is just doing what you're doing now. I mean, it's hard. I mean, anytime raising money, it's hard because depending how you want to raise money, if you want to do investors or anything like that, it gets very complicated because there are a lot of rules. I think the best way to do it, what I found the best way to raise money is, like, for example, cheerleading. I wanted to do a cheerleading show, and I thought my biggest audience would be cheerleaders. So those are the majority of people I reach it out to, because, that is my main target audience. I want everyone else to watch, of course, but, cheerleaders are sort of, the people that I'm kind of reaching out to. And I know a lot of people in the cheerleading world, and because I used to work for cheerleading companies and stuff like that. So it was easy for me, my biggest goal was reaching those people. And for you, for example, maybe the best goal is to reach people who are martial arts or specific to that group, because then they want to see something, because you're making something that's specifically martial arts or anything like that. That those are probably the main target audience that you want to reach, and probably they'll be the main target people that you want to probably, reach Indiegogo or share your Indiegogo or raise money that way to those kind of people, because that's kind of the main person you want to reach anyways in the first place. Word of mouth is probably another big thing. It's very hard, especially, raising money to do a project. I mean, it was tough to raise money for this project. I mean, I wrote this like 6 years ago. And this is something I've been thinking about for a long time. And so it's just, once we finally came down to it, we sort of formulated a plan and, created, we said, okay, well, I'm going to work for a year for, creating a production company for this, and we're going to do work and use that money to save up to create, the show and use that as the budget. It's very tough, but I think for sure if you're able to reach the main audience that you want to reach and go towards them and, aim towards that market, I think it might be a bit easy because they can relate to your project.
Hmm. Yeah. It's because I'm a good talker. I can get people's attention. That's no problem, but it seems like, I try to help promote other films, and everybody's looking for money. And believe me, I think a thing, too, is like I would love to someday, like I said, for syndication, getting the radio show going, maybe to help invest a little bit of money into indie films, because there's people out there that are struggling. And the idea is just, maybe become, they say donate money, become an executive producer. And it's like, maybe I can offer that. Maybe it's like, if anybody wants to donate $350, you're an executive producer. I mean, I hear that. People, I know that sounds strange. It's like you donate money and automatically an executive producer. It's kind of like, but they're just donating money. It's kind of like, it's just a weird concept, because I thought it's an actual job when they say you're an executive producer. I mean, don't they actually do something? They say, you get credits for executive producer, but you're just donating money. But isn't an executive producer an actual job?
Well, I mean, sometimes people like titles, I mean, like a producer, that's a title. But, I think we had something like that for our, executive producer. But, we make sure that it's not like, they have any kind of say in the project. It's more like, we'd like you to be, credited in the project and all that. But, I mean, it's just, depends on what you kind of, there's some people that say you can, executive produce, you're going to be on the set every day, and it's just what you're willing to give up, for the money.
Yeah, because there's a lot, I know there's if people sometimes when they want to invest in a film, sometimes they want to have a say in it. And I'm like, that's the one thing for my first film. I just don't want to ruin the feel of it because it's an underdog feel. It's like a Rocky kind of thing. I want to, just like in my life, I dream of working with Jackie Chan. I mean, I don't want to work with Jackie. I mean, I'm sorry, not work. I mean, I don't want to fight Jackie Chan. I don't want to, you know, die or anything, but just be in one scene with Jackie and have some lines. That's basically what I want to do. And it's crazy. So I want to be, I can even be a prop. Jackie can throw me around if he wants. I can be a prop. It's just the fact that that's my dream. And since he's inspired me so much, the film is dedicated to Jackie Chan, and, you know I can get him to see it. But the other thing, too, I'm going to submit it to film festivals where I've done my homework, and there's film festivals all over the world, and I'm going to submit it in subtitles. And that's exactly what I'm going to do with my film, and then, you know, just take it from there, and who knows, maybe I might move out to California, make connections out there. Hollywood people, the other thing, too, is I used to think, you know, thinking of Hollywood, everybody's snobby and stuff, but it seems in the martial arts world, there's a lot of people, you know, that are successful, but they're very down to earth, and I was very surprised, you know, and I keep getting shocked, but in a good way. I don't know if you guys had that experience. Have you ever had any shock things where you, like, think something is in the entertainment world and then find out, wow, it's not really like that, and it's still kind of cool, like anything like that?
Well, I mean, I met a lot of people that, you know, it's always hard because, you know, I'm here based out of Orlando, so it's a little smaller indie market, you know, than it is if you go to California and New York. But, you know, I think it's because, like, who you know. And so, I mean, I'm sure there's bad people or whatever anywhere you go. And, I mean, I'm kind of in the feeling where there's more positive people than there are negative people, you know. And it's just, and if you feel someone's, like, negative, you know, in that sort of way, and then it's just the kind of person that was like, well, maybe I don't want to associate with them anymore and that kind of stuff. But, you know, for me, I'm kind of like the always glasses hat full sort of person. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, I haven't had any, you know, kind of thing where it says, oh, this is totally different than, you know, I imagine. But, you know, I've met a really great people all over the place, you know, from L.A. to from New York to, you know, Atlanta or wherever. And so it's been really nice to, you know, expand, you know, which is great, is to expand the network of people that you know. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's always good to know more people. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to be a part of, you know, of something. And Marcel, didn't you for Liberty, you were on Indiegogo and, like, even, like, I think you gave away, like, T-shirts or, like, a signed poster of characters and stuff, like, if
yeah,
you donated
yeah.
certain money.
Yeah, we did, like, kind of levels. We did, like, you know, if you did this, you were able to download the show, you know, like, the full season, and then the next one you get, like, T-shirt, and the next one you sign autographed posters from the cast. And so we had different levels of stuff like that from our Indiegogo campaign.
Yeah. And Shelly, you're in Boston, you know? So, like, if you were just to, like, stand outside with a camera and the poster of you with,
well,
like, a samurai sword.
Well, no, I mean, I'm up in Maine. I'm originally from Boston because, like I said, I was around
okay.
a lot of people that wanted to stop me. I'm not kidding. It was to the point where people told me and yelled and screamed at me. I was in a very bad place where people were like, you can't do that. It's not normal for a woman your age to be interested in martial arts. I got yelled at all the time, and it's like, I know I was an adult, but people kept saying no, no, no. And I used to get into exes and stuff. I used to get into big screaming fights in the cars where the guys would say, you know, that's not normal to want to fight guys doing that. And I said, but I don't want to do this in real life. It's just an art form and a screaming matches. I'm not kidding, almost like car accidents. I'm like, what's wrong? And I got away from that. I left everything from Boston. I just took my clothes and moved up to Maine. And I stayed with my a guy that became my big brother, Ahura, and he taught me. He's a martial artist. He is at school up here, and I stayed with him and his family for 4 months. You know, I got my own place. I got a job. I didn't have a bed, and the heater didn't work, so I slept near the stove on the floor, and a stray cat showed up in my backyard, and I ended up having a cat named her Jackie Chan, and we slept near the stove on the wooded floor next to the stove. The heater started working, and I got a bed. So it's kind of like, you know, surviving and believing in a dream in something you're doing. So That's why I'm really up here in Maine. It was to get away from, like, people that weren't that, you know, positive and learning, you know, meeting people like yourselves. I never thought 4 years ago I'd be even talking to you guys. It's kind of like,
right.
It's coming in a full circle in a good way. So it's like what my life was before 4 years ago living in Boston. It was kind of hell. But here I am, I'm going, I really made it this far. And I feel it's a blessing to have people like yourself on my show. And the happiest I am is when I'm on my show talking to people like you guys. So it's something that, you know, I'm not going to take anything from granted. And, you know, hearing your stories, and I was like, you know, getting a bigger voice, getting more people, I can give back. And so that's why I look for people like yourselves to be a guest on my show. And like I said, I never thought anything to do with cheerleading. Believe me, a couple years ago, I wouldn't even, like, think of giving it a second thought to look at the page. But here I am. I think I'm just growing. Do you know what I'm saying? I had to be more open up to other things. And I was like, I really, really think Liberty is really a great show. Talented director. You look talented. And it does belong in ABC Family. I can seriously picture that. And not, I don't say this because you guys are on my show, but I looked at it and I'm going, yeah, I could picture watching ABC Family while I'm doing my laundry with Liberty. I'd watch the show. I don't have a TV here in my house, but, you know, I really, really can picture that. I really can. And I hope so. I hope you guys surprise me because, like I said, I don't want to do TV. I want to one day do my laundry, and all of a sudden, you know, the show comes up on the air, and I'll be like, it's Liberty! And I'll be, like, yelling, and people are, like, thinking, okay, she's a freak. She's folding her underwear, and she's screaming, Liberty in the laundry room.
Well, that would be a wonderful day for sure, so.
Yes, I can only wish to be on the TV while you're folding your underwear. That's my main goal.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, I didn't mean it in a disrespectful way because I've had issues in the laundromat when it's just sometimes there's weird people in there. It's like I just mind my business and, you know, was doing my laundry and I had underwear in the little cart thing and someone tried to steal my cart with underwear in there. So I meet very colorful characters and I'm like, dude, my little Hello Kitty, yes, I might have some Hello Kitty underwear thong. And I was like, you want to steal my Hello Kitty underwear? And I'm like, what are you doing, dude? That's my underwear. So it's just like you meet very colorful characters in the laundromat room. So I'd be like, yeah, my turn to be the weirdo. So you guys would make my day. I mean, you guys would just like, you guys would light me up like a light bulb for me to get that excited to pop up. And if you get all, like I said to Anthony, because he's going to post something on my Facebook page, if after the show when you guys get off and you feel a big trembling earthquake, it's me getting excited about something. So if the whole Florida starts shaking after the show, it's because of me, because I'm excited.
Well, I'll definitely keep that in mind, and I'll call Engine you right away.
Right.
Okay.
That was Shelly.
Shelly? No. I think that was Shelly.
Yeah. I hope to have, you know, I want all the cast, Anthony and you, hon, Marcello, I want you back on the show. I want to have another show pretty soon and have the whole cast on there. And the thing that I asked, because in the queue when it's playing on the link, it's only a couple of pictures. So if someone can actually make me a collage of the whole cast and a picture of you on one photo, because I don't want to miss anybody out, you know, on the rotation to show everybody in one photo of Liberty, you know, whoever's involved, if you can put everybody in one picture for me for a future show, I would love that.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I can do that. Actually, we're having some new character posters actually this Friday, so I think so we have more pictures coming, so a lot more stuff coming.
Cool. Oh, cool.
I'm excited.
I'd love to post, you know, I can't wait. I can't wait to see this. I can't wait to see the promo because I'm just looking at it. I was like, I want to see some sort of preview. I want you to post it on my
Facebook page. Have you seen the trailer?
No. Is there a trailer?
You haven't seen the trailer?
Did I miss something?
Oh, yeah,
no.
You gotta see the trailer.
Wait, is
Shelly.
It on Liberty page? Did I miss it? Wait a minute. Is it on Liberty? Did I miss it or something?
I thought I might have. I sent you. I don't know. I might have sent you a link. It is on Liberty. Yeah, it's actually. Marcello, didn't you just repost the Liberty trailer, I think, recently?
Yeah, I thought I did, too. Let me see. It should be up there.
I don't know. I mean, it's all over my page, too. I'm all about the whole networking.
I think, maybe I'm just missing it. Maybe it's the pictures that I'm seeing. I've been seeing the picture of you and Liberty, and maybe I just didn't open up. Maybe I just missed it because I could have sworn I went through that. I tried to see video. Maybe I just miss
it. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm telling you, like I said, I'm a tech tard sometimes. So if I miss something, I mean, maybe I didn't
Actually,
watch it, forgot
it,
about it. I don't know. I'm just, you know.
If you go to the our Show Liberty Facebook page, it's right under Anthony, actually, if you look at it.
Look at that.
Oh,
huh?
Okay.
It's right under.
You know, actually, Marcelo, since we've been talking, I guess our viewers out there, we actually passed. We have 2,610 views.
Oh, is that where we are now? I checked the other day. Let's see.
We're 2,610 right now, and
wow.
I know before this we're still in the 2,500 range. So I guess some listeners out there are taking an interest in our.
Definitely watched the trailer.
That's pretty cool.
I'll have to check it, so I'll add a one to it tonight. Man, I was like,
cool.
Too bad I couldn't press it. Too bad I couldn't press it like a million times to get a views, but I think each computer is just one view. So I'll have to, you'll have an extra view tonight after the show.
2,611. I like it.
Yeah. So do you guys have anything else? Yeah, do you have anything else to say before I have to let you go? Because the show automatically shuts off, and I don't want to rudely have you guys shut off.
No, I mean, definitely keep checking. Go to showliberty.com, and we're going to keep posting stuff. We're going to post behind-the-scenes videos and trailers and more pictures. So, yeah, just keep going there, and make sure you like us on Facebook. And we're trying to get 2,000 likes now. That's our goal. So
that's a new thing. I literally get up in front of classrooms, and I'm like, hey, guys, new drama series coming out in the beginning of next year. We got some great stuff, cheerleading football. And I'm like getting up, and literally, like, I have my girlfriend. She does the whole Twitter sphere thing, and you can see how many of your friends like Liberty, and she's gotten, like, 50-something of her friends. I've gotten 100-something
oh,
wow. of my friends, and my brother's gotten 50. Like, we're just – And I don't even know these people in class, but, I mean, they're all – I see them taking their phones out and liking a chair, I'll do it for you. So, I mean
– Yeah, so, yeah, I'm reaching all my cheerleaders, people that I know, because I'm actually going to go to cheerleading competitions and pitch it to, you know, push it all that location. So, yeah, we're getting it everywhere.
Heck, yeah.
Wow. Well, you guys definitely, I'm saying you guys definitely opened my mind about something new for me. So I did learn something, and it is true. Never judge a book by its cover. And I'm really interested, and I can't wait to see the show. Well, if it's available to me, like I said, I don't own a TV. I just own a computer. And if it's something, if it was on Netflix or something, or, you know, if there's a website after you guys air it, and maybe you can air a show and be able to see it, or if there's a way I can watch it privately, I would love to see it, because then it's like I can, like, talk about the show.
Well, I know some people, Shelley, and maybe I can get you, you know, once the show comes out, maybe I can contact some people and hook you up with something.
Sweet!
Look at that. People helping people.
I know people. I know some people.
Sweet. I really appreciate it, because people like, Shelly, you got to watch this show. And I was like, I don't own a TV if it's on the computer. And they're like, oh. And I miss out so much, so I'm kind of late on watching things. Not that I don't want to watch things, because I leave comments on stuff. And people like, she really leaves comments. And I'm telling you, sometimes I overdo, but I just get overzealous when I see things and I get excited and I can't help it. So, and like I said, if I can watch it, I can actually talk about it. It's just so hard since I don't have a TV. I can't talk about things. Not that I don't want to, but hope you guys understand.
Well, like I said, I definitely know some people, so don't you worry.
Okay.
You're
well,
in.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Marcella, for coming on here, and I look forward to another show. And Anthony, you too. And thank you very much for both being guests on my show tonight.
Thank you,
well,
Shelley.
Thank you.
I love you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right, well, thank you, and you guys have a pleasant evening.
Thanks.
All right, thank you, Shelley. Thanks, Marcelo.
Thanks, Anthony.
Bye.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Have a good one, guys. Good night.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Wow, I definitely had, you know, an open-mind experience tonight, and like I said, you know, a couple years ago, never think about thinking anything to do with cheerleading, but, you know, looking into it more and more, cheerleading is really a lot of work. And I guess you can say these women and men, they're really kind of like stunt people in their own way. And, you know, I got to give them props. And they've, you know, they got my respect now. And I'll have to cheer the cheerleading TV series Liberty. Everybody check it out on Facebook. And you can check out Anthony, if I can say his name correctly one more time. I will spell his name correctly. Just give me one more moment if you want to check him out. He's one of the characters on the TV series Liberty. And give me one moment. Anthony Gilardi, G-I-L-A-R-D-I, has a Facebook page. You can check him out there. Remember, go to the Facebook page, Liberty, the TV show. Check it out. And remember, anybody out there that has a dream, you are as good as anybody else. As long as you're trying, that is what counts. If you fail at one thing, you know, you just get back up. You rise like a phoenix. And everyone, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And listen to my show. I've been going strongly for a year, and I have many much people coming onto the show looking for Donna Dragon Wilson, Henry Nacho, and I've got a lot of pretty stunt women looking to having them on the show. So everyone, thank you once again for listening to my show, and have a pleasant night. Bye-bye.